السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. والحمد للہ رب العالمین. احمدہ واستعینہ واستغفرہ وتوکل علیہ وأصلي وأسلم على حبيبه ونجيبه وخيرته في خلقه وحافظ سره ومبلغ رسالاته بشير رحمته ونذير نقمته ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبین الهداة المحدیین سیما بقیۃ اللہ فی الارضین. صلی علی ائمۃ المسلمین وهداة المستضعفین وهماۃ المؤمنین. اوصیکم عباد اللہ بتقوی اللہ. فرسٹ آئی وڈ لائک ٹو ایڈوائز آل دا ڈیئر برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز اینڈ آلسو ٹو مائی سیلف ٹو آبزرو پائٹی اینڈ ورچو and to be watchful of ourselves in our words, deeds, thoughts, and intentions. And yes, I mean that, not only actions, but our thoughts and intentions need to be monitored. We have to observe piety. Why we have to do that? I mentioned this several times, that we came in this world to give growth to our soul. The body of a human get developed in mother's womb. All the system get developed over there. Digestive system, all other system you can imagine developed in mother's womb. Only thing change in this world is size of the body. Only thing which is needed is changed. This world is not for developing body. Allah already developed this body in mother's womb. This world is also not that it's a place, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was constructing paradise and hell, and that's why it says you go stay in some place and have fun and rest there, and then we will go and take you towards this. This is not the case. In this world, coming to this world is intentional. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a purpose because He is wise, He is Hakim. So we need to pay attention that we came in this world only for one reason, to give growth to our soul. That's the main purpose. Now, how much struggle we do every day for our soul, you can think about, you can see. When we start our morning till night, all of our efforts is just to maintain these tools. This body is a tool. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you have to maintain this body. But up to an extent, you have to wash this body. You have to take care of this body. You have to feed this body. You have to have a nice dress. You need to have a respect. You need to protect this body. Have a house so you can protect this body from heat and cold weather, hot and cold weather. But then this is just a tool. This is just a tool. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I gave you eyes So you can give growth to your soul. I gave you air. This is a tool so you can soul can grow. I gave you all these things, hands and everything, so your soul can grow. So we need to understand this part. And that's why we said that every hukum and every ruling of Islam has a logic and wisdom. Nothing is ritual. There's nothing lip service. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentioned the goal of the human design, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed this man, he said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ We have not created, I have not created humanity except they do ya'budun. They have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometime we face this question. This says, what is the meaning of worship? We don't understand these words. We think that worshiping is like when we have an idea of other thing, that maybe like some people, someone is there and we are giving respect to them, we are bowing down in front of them and increasing the respect of that thing in front, we are bowing down. Maybe think this is what the worship is. No, worship doesn't mean only praying, fasting, giving zakat. That's not the only meaning of worship. Worship means to connect. Worship means servitude. That you have to listen. You have to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of the life. He is like a Rabb. That's why whenever we have du'as, why we call him, we never call him like Ya Khaliq. We call him Ya Rabbi, oh my Lord. That Rabbi has a meaning. That Rabb means the one who nourish you every day, who provides you every day, who take care of you every day. It's like Murabbi. Rabb is come from Murabbi. It's the same thing. It's the same family. It's like a trainer. It's like a coach. Right? The person who take care of some animal, he says, he's Rabb of these animal. Right? If someone is taking care of the house, you say, Rabbul Bayt. He's a Rabbul Bayt. He's the one who's taking care of. He's not someone who's taking care of once a year, once a lifetime. No, every day is involved with our life. So remember this concept. Allah is not someone who is basically created us and sitting somewhere and looking for us and waiting for us to come in the day of Akhirah and then he will take care of us. No, he's involved with our life every single second. And that's needed. It's our need. It's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's need. It's for our need. Allah is an absolute perfection. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need anything. Then question come, we are intellectual. We have a free will to choose. Why we need to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to give growth to our soul? My question with you, like right now, we are living in this 21st century. How much we know about this body, which is material? We have less knowledge about. Right now, if I am looking for the digestive system, if I have to look for my nerve system, with all this technology, they're still just discovering how this function. That's what we're discovering right now. And we are amazed that how this nerve system is functioning, how this body is functioning. This is all material. We're still far away. We are not at the reach to a position which says how Allah designed it. No, we are just seeing how this functioning, How can we keep it functioning properly? We are not reached to a position where we can find out how can we keep it. This body is perfect, and that's why the life is not increasing. It's still like 80, 90, and maximum 100 years. We are unable to maintain this body. We are unable to find out what's the secret behind this body is. This is what the material thing is. What to talk about a non-material thing? Soul is non-material thing. You cannot even comprehend. We cannot even comprehend. So this question that we are intellectual, we have a free will, we can look for our own benefit, I know what's good or bad for me, this is not correct. This is not correct. This is just a claim. We cannot even take care of our own body. How, what to say about our soul? We cannot even comprehend. We do not have a picture. We do not know what the requirement of the soul is. What harms soul? What benefits soul? We don't know. We don't know. And then we are involved every day in the societies, in the families, with our actions and everything. This code which is working every single moment, and there are so many factors which can harm this body and soul that require that we need to connect with someone. Bas ya'budun is meaning connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listening to him, doing worship. Doesn't mean just like having a specific action. You stand up, you say a few words, you bow down, you do sajda. No, that's not ya'budun. Ya'budun is this, the religion is this. These are the tools that look for each and every instruction is coming from the Lord. I give you just a material example. We do see the human intellect. Somehow, this whole world is a manifestation of the what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. Look, whenever they reach to a higher position, like Microsoft, I give you just one example. For my children, they can understand this better. That Microsoft, when they design Windows, I worked for them for a while, and when they design Windows, they had one big problem. You know, when in the Windows, there you can make changes, right? Their code will come, you install something else, and that can destroy one specific code of the Windows, right? There will be a, you can go attach with the internet, and the virus or spam will come and destroy this, and you will start having a problem that your window is not working, your system is not working. So they came up with all this research and all this idea. They came up with one idea that somehow this computer, all the computer which has Windows installed, they do some worship for us. What that mean? They have to stay connected with us. Stay connected with us. And how they do? Through Windows update. They created an engine that all the systems you have, which has a Windows install, you get connected with their main server. That connected with the main server. What's this main server job is? It keep monitoring the health of your system. What's going on? Do you have a spam? Is viruses attacking you? Something, some code need to get updated. And then what happened, if there is a spam or virus, it says, okay, I recommend you to upgrade this patch. There is a patch. There is a security patch. You have to automatically upgrade this system. See, human, although this is not a perfect design, it's not a perfect system because designed by humans, right? They have flaws in this system, but they came up with this idea that in order to keep something which has so much harm, there's a possibility that spam and virus and other things can destroy the functionality of this system. This system, the best for this system to stay connected. Stay connected. Now look at the human system. Look at the human system. Human system is the same. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna alladhina qalu." For sure those people who said, what they said, Rabbana, Rabbuna Allah, our Lord is Allah. They are saying we are the product of Allah. We are the product of Allah. Over there, Microsoft was saying, my system is Windows system. Here, you're saying, my Lord is Allah. I belongs to Allah. He is my Lord. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And they stay connected. They do steadfastness on this. They steadfast on this. They stay connected. They first of all, believe this. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. The one who believe, they are saying we are, they are acknowledging that our Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's not enough. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And they do steadfast on this. Again, this رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, don't take it easy. It's just not saying through the lip that رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. You have to believe in this رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. And then you're connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and then you're doing steadfast. Then what's happened? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The patch is coming. You're connected. You have virus or spam. The patch is coming. تَتَنَزَّلُ, descending upon them, angels. See, the patch is coming. What this patch is doing? أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. Don't get worried. Don't be fearful. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't be worried. Don't be grieved. See, all these fear and grief are the spam and the virus of the soul. When we are grieved, if we have رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, if we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord, if we believe He is a Razzaq, believe. I'm not talking about just saying. If we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Razzaq, and we are doing all what He said, go make sure you're ready. You wake up early in the morning. Go look for the search for the job. Go prepare yourself. Wash your face so you look good. Comb your hair. Everything is coming from Lord. You do all this thing. We have a discipline. Amirul Mu'mineen say, "Usikum bit taqwa wa nazm amrakum." I'm suggesting you taqwa and parallel to this nazm amrakum. You have a discipline in your life. You follow all these instruction, then why are you worrying about your risk? What's the fear about the risk? No fear from the risk. You do best what you do. Your job is to go and do your best. Then no fear from risk for the risk. Why are you worrying that if I'm going to do this thing, I will get fired? No. The result is not in your hand. You do your best. So this fear itself is what? Is a virus for the soul. Because the soul, human believer's soul, doesn't have a fear. Doesn't have a grief. Not the permanent fear and not the permanent grief. Not the harsh fear and not the harsh grief. Then, see, understand that, but for that, you have to stay connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And stay connected mean through ibadat, through listening to Him. Your life should have some connection, reciting Quran, understanding what your Rabb wants from you. Is not enough that we believe that religion, that's why I'm keep saying this part. It's not enough that someone, we think someone is religious who is just praying five times. That's not enough. That's not sufficient. That's the minimum. That if you're not going to do this minimum, there will be harm to this system. That's the minimum. All the ahkam, all the rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah say, do this, don't do that. These are the minimum level, minimum threshold. That this is the border. If someone is not going to do this wajib, the soul will get hurt. Someone is not keeping himself away from haram, soul is getting affected. We are thinking this is the maximum. No, these are not the maximum. These are the minimum requirement to keep this system, to keep this soul healthy. have to keep finding out. Our purpose is not to spend our time from morning till night only for earning. Have to. Again, I'm not saying there are not two different systems. When you need to find out how to behave with the people, how to behave with your colleagues, how to behave with the wife, how to behave with the mother, how to behave with the father, all these, this is like a practical field where you have to apply all these rulings. First, you learn the ruling, how I have to behave with my father, how I have to behave with my wife, how I have to behave with my husband. Then you come in this practical field and apply that. Then you're applying it. Everything what you're doing is a religion. You know how to earn halal money. You know how to earn. When you're applying that, that's an ibadat. Right there, you're at the job and you're doing ibadat. You're doing a business and you're doing ibadat. You're having a nice relationship with your children, you're doing ibadat. You have a nice relationship with your neighbor, you're doing ibadat. So again, this concept need to be there, that you need to be get connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this ziyarat, through this dua, through this ibadat, through this connection, reciting Quran, looking for the ahadith. All those things. So this is the system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was keep talking about different spam. We have to talk about few of these viruses which are very harmful for the system. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُقْعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْأَدَاوَ وَالْبَغْزَاءِ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. We need to understand this drinking and gambling is very harmful for the system. It's not an option. It's the something is going to destroy the system completely. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly said, this shaitan who is a hacker, what he wants, أَنْ يُوقَعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَذَابَ وَالْبَغْزَى, that he creates like a conflict. You know what hacker does? They create conflict between the applications. Someone who is familiar with all these things, they know that there is a problem when the two applications are claiming for same resources in the computer, then conflict is start and system hang. That's what this shaitan hacker is doing. And you can look for the data, the people who do drinking and gambling. They have so much facade in their life. They have so much disputes. They have so many disputes, and they have so much zulm in their life. And not only that, that's not only وَيَسُدَّكُمْ أَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, they will prevent you with this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This virus will disconnect you from the main server. It's going to block you. يُسَدَّكُمْ, it's going to block أَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, from zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And salat, So these are the important thing. فَالْحَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Don't you get the warning? See, the designer is talking here. Look from the way of designer. Do not have this vision that Allah is someone who is like a harsh, full ruler. No. A dil, like a humble and kind designer is talking to you that, look, these are all viruses for your soul. Be aware with them. So we have to, they have to be careful. See, that's what the purpose of Jummah is. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all right, reduce the 4-rakat salah to 2-rakat salah and do inzar. Do inzar, warn people, so they will get recharged. See, we have all these ibadat 5 times a day, different timings, and having specifically in the middle of the day, you say, protect these salatu dhuhr and asr, because Allah knows that this is the time where you become extremely busy and you become extremely ignorant from zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he, not only every day, he also have this arrangement on Friday. Then he have the arrangement of Ramadan. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Aimma alayhi salam have this arrangement of Azadari, Muharram and Safar. So this is one of the virus. The designer is talking about another virus. I have to talk about these viruses because these viruses are causing too much damage. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ijtanibu kathiran minadhan. We have too much dhan. When I look and when I sit down here and I handle with all the cases of disputes between community members, between husband and wife, between parents and the children, between brothers and sister, I notice the majority of the problem is with dhan. Now, what to say? Some people say, ask, oh, all right, is that person is mutadayyan? He's a religious. He says, Maulana, he's praying, mashallah, he's going for hajj and ziyarat and everything. Then I'm saying, where is the product of this? All these tools? Not having dhan, not having suspicion. This is a virus. Allah subhanahu wa designer is warning you not to do this. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْزُكُمْ بَعْزًا. Do not have this extra curiosity about other people's life. What you have to do with other people's life? Just go spend everything on yourself. What you want to know, what your aunt is doing or your brother's or sister's personal life, what's going on in there? Why you have so much curiosity? It's going to harm the fabric of this society. It's going to harm the fabric of the community. That's one of the reasons that why this divorce rate is going higher these days. Why we have so much conflict? Because we are not following this rule. We are not following this rule at all. We are like this backbiting. We think we have a bad concept about the backbiting. We think the backbiting is just, well, that's what the bad habit he or she has. What I'm saying wrong by saying that? Who said that's not a backbiting? That's exactly the backbiting. If someone will blame someone and that person doesn't have that bad habit, that's tohma. That's tohmat. It's not backbiting. Backbiting is exactly that someone has a bad habit and he is trying to hide that bad habit and you're going to propagate that bad habit. See, sometimes we try to cheat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. These are viruses. Such a big virus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this virus is ayuhibbu ahadukum. Is any one of you like an yakula lahmu akhi? Anyone likes to eat the flesh of the dead corpse of his brother? No one likes to eat that. I mean, this backbiting, such harsh word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the designer. And we have this disease, this virus is spreading all everywhere. Everywhere. Everywhere when I see the dispute, the root cause is something someone is doing backbiting for others. A smaller thing. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fattaqullah. Do observe piety. Stay away from these viruses and spam. Stay connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes we try to cheat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, backbiting has a several way. Sometimes we said directly that Mr. X was saying that or Mr. X was doing that. That's an obvious backbiting. But there is another kind of backbiting. Sometimes we said people used to say about him. See, that's like a cheating. We are trying to go in a back door. We are trying to go through the back door. No, Allah doesn't like that. Allah doesn't like that, that you're not supposed to do that. Another virus in this society. And for my young children, it's not that you by praying and fasting, someone is becoming religious. You have to follow all the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly saying, listen to this. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ O Prophet says to all the believers, يَغُثُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ Cast down their looks. Not keep looking on the haram scene. You're not supposed to do this. وَيَحْفُزُ فُرُوجَهُمْ And save your private parts. This is most important thing to save this system. That's what we have to do. We have to understand that we cannot just, these things are not optional, these are required. right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, brothers and sisters, please take advantage of this fursa we have and look back what kind of a virus we have in our life, whether it's a drinking, gambling, backbiting, slandering. Looking at Na-Mahram, we think looking at Na-Mahram is nothing. No, it's a big sin. It's a big sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentioned not to do that. Repent and seek forgiveness for Allah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please keep reciting Quran. Pay attention when you recite the Quran. Pay attention what the meanings of these verses are saying. And help each other. We are a social being. We are social creatures. Take care of each other. We are just not living by ourselves. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina, abil qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala alihi al-atyabin al-atharin al-muntajabin, al-hudat al-mahdiyin al-ma'sumin, siyama ali amir al-mu'minin, wa habibat al-Fatima, Fatimat al-Zahra, والحسن والحسين سيد شباب أهل الجنة وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم المهدي صلواتك عليهم أجمعين وصل على أئمة المسلمين وحمات المستضعفين وهدات المؤمنين أوصيكم عباد الله بتقوى الله. Again, one more time, I will advise all dear brothers and sisters, and also to myself, to observe piety and virtue, and to be watchful of our deeds, thoughts, intentions, and our words. Brothers and sisters, we are living in an unfortunate time when different forces using mass media to spread Islamophobia. They are trying to portray an inhuman picture of Islam and they're trying to gain political advantage. I will request all Muslim brothers and sisters that in tough time, our first and foremost responsibility to stay calm, be patient, and vigilant. In any circumstances, never forget that the true message of love, true message of Islam is love. They wrongfully want to show that Islam is a religion of hatred, but you know that that's not true. Instead, we have to show love. Have good relationship with the neighbors. The Christmas time is there. You have to take the advantage of this. Buying small flowers, have something, present this to the neighbors. See, what the mass media is doing, all this propagation, you can, only way you can counter by showing your real intention. See, always love, beget love. That there's love creates love. So if you somehow, see, you have this example that Imam Khomeini, when he was in Paris, the time of Christmas, he used to send gifts to the neighbor. There is no problem who our neighbor is. If we can just send them like one small card, Christmas greeting, along with a flower, no need to go buy expensive. The flower itself, representation of love. And then they will look at you and they will realize that, yeah, they are Muslim, but these Muslims are different. We have to have this environment. Now, we previously, maybe we were living in secluded area, we were not contacting them, but now when media is imposing this war of propagation that Islam and Muslim, because these people, we sometimes we are so satisfied that no, it's committing by other people. No, there are other people, they don't understand. They cannot distinguish between Shia and Sunni. They cannot distinguish between Shia and Wahhabi. They cannot distinguish between a regular loving person and these people who basically portray themselves as a Muslim. They cannot. It's our job to approach them. It's our job to show our real face. And you know, our real face is love. We care. We have to have a nice behavior with them. Just like having some time chatting with them, it's not going to harm anything. Having a communication is a good thing. Communicate with them. Maybe just like a few minute communication. Never blame. See, the ordinary people, they are under the influence of this media. If you open this channel, that will be helpful. That will be helpful. See, look at the behavior of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Jew lady, she used to give aziyat to her. She used to harm him physically every day, throwing all the garbage on his head. And Prophet she was a neighbor. And Prophet didn't reply anything, didn't say anything. Instead, one day, she was not there. No one threw any garbage on his head. What did he do? He knocked at the door. He find out what's wrong with this lady. She's not here today. They said she is sick. He approached, he knocked the door and asked, I visit you. I want to know how you are. Do you need anything from me? See, you understand this part. All humans, as I said, all human by design, they're after perfection. And for them, this kind behavior is a perfection. For them, is love is a perfection. That's the only way. That's the only way we can stand in front of this kind of this propaganda media is using. That's the only way. It's not possible that you stay in your homes, secluded yourself from everything, and you believe that they will have a good relationship with you. No, approach them. And again, this is the best time. Sometimes these celebrations are there, especially Christmas time. Have a small card. Have love from a Muslim. Write down. No shame to tell them you're a Muslim. They know you're a Muslim. Tell them it's from a Muslim brother, Muslim neighbor, for a Christian neighbor. We love, we do also love Jesus. We also do have a high value for Jesus Christ. So show this love. Show this love. You know, this mass media is not going to turn their face. They're not going to change their behavior. They have their own political agendas. They are working for the specific lobbies. But the ordinary people, they cannot understand that because every single media is acting like that. So they think that everything is true. You have to show this part. See, this one of the biggest complaints we have with this corporate media is that whenever there is an agenda and they have this agenda to sow the seed between Shias and Sunni, they go in length and explaining what's the difference between Shias and Sunnis. They come and explain, that's what the Shia believe, that's what the Sunni believe. And that's why they have fight, they have killed so many of these, and they killed so many of these, that's what their disputes are, and they explain everything. But when it comes to all these atrocities, wherever it's going on, they never bother to explain that who is committing this atrocity. They never even bother to say on the media that these ISIS people, they are takfiris. They never bother to say anytime these ISIS peoples, they are coming from the Wahhabi sect. The Wahhabi sect, you know from where this originate. Anyone, all brothers and sisters, anyone who have any doubt, go look in the internet and find out the origin of these terrorists, origin of all these things. If these terrorists are acting by their own, their independent media is saying that other people, there are special lobbies are also assisting them. They are also bringing them so they can put like a bad name on Islam. So this corporate media, the other thing is they are not showing this thing. Not only they are not showing that who are committing this atrocity, but the oppressed, the oppressors, the government which are oppressors, they are not showing their pictures. They are not showing their news. You know what's going on in Nigeria these days. In the Nigeria, this instead of this oppressors, this government, instead of fighting with Boko Haram, they didn't do anything with the Boko Haram. All their power, they are going with the innocent people. You know that last Saturday they attack the leader over there, the peaceful organization. They attack Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, and not only attacking, but killing hundreds. In fact, the reports are coming in thousands they did this without any reason. And only claim is that these people blocked the pathway of army journal. All right. First of all, if this allegation is not been proven, let's say it's proven, then don't you have a court system? Don't you have a system? You're living in a civilized society. Is that how you dissolve your conflict? That you go and attack a Husseinia, you go in Zaria and attack three peoples and kill hundreds and thousands of the peoples? Only reports are that more than 80, 90s are only women. And there are so many children are over there. So it clearly is indicating that other side was unarmed, and these people, this government was killing them. They didn't do all this courage with Boko Haram. Boko Haram is there for years over there. They're committing all sort of atrocities. And then media never ever always take this Boko Haram and show as a Muslim. The Muslims are committing all this. They are prohibiting ladies not to have education. They are prohibiting to all these different actions. They never bother to say that this, the other Shias, the Shia Muslim, under the leadership of Sheikh, they are not only did this, Sheikh announced just one time that go give the blood drive, and they got surprised how many thousands of the people came forward and gave blood for the humanity. See, you will not find these news in the headlines. If this will be a news, it will be somewhere under the page behind a small that you have to look, search to find that news. You're not finding this news. So we have a big complaint with the corporate media. We have a big complaint, and we know that they are working under the specific lobbies, and that's why they're not showing. But we don't have a complaint with our brothers and sisters, they are our neighbors and other people. And the only complaint with them is that they have to look in the independent media and find out the facts, what's going on. So we strongly condemn these barbaric actions of the Nigerian government, and this, like the Sheikh and his wife and his daughter is still under house, under nowhere. We don't know the whereabout of these people. All they are showing, just to try to humiliate them, showing a picture that he is injured. They think this way they will gain some political. No, they aren't going to get anything. They need to understand one thing. We, as a Shia, we go through mazlumiyat. Yeah, we get this dhulm, but still, we are winner in the end. It's not one day. This is the Karbala of Nigeria. This is the Karbala of Nigeria. And inshallah, people will see the reality. Who was wrong, who was right. One day, and they will accept the right thing. You think that by this way, they can oppress the right forces? No, they cannot. Right? They don't need to hate the people on the right side. They don't need to hate anyone. There is no excuse to harm any single person on this planet Earth. Stay on the right path. Steadfast. Like I said, the people who do say this thing, قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. This istiqamat is needed. You understand, in this world, we have pain. We have pain. We have to go through this hardship. We have to go through this trial and turbulence. So in the end, we will become successful. In the end, I will ask Bara Ilaha, give us the ni'mat of Iman. Give us the tawfiq to stay on your path, as in the zahur of our true Mawla, and Agha Hazrat Hujjatullah, and keep us his ansar and awan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
امید غریبان تنها کجایی؟ چراغ سر قبر زهرا کجایی؟ تجلی طه گل عشق مولا دل آشفته داغ آن کوچه غم گرفتار گودال خونی دل افکار غمهای زینب سیاه پوش قاسم عزادار اکبر گل باغ لیلا پریشان دست علمگیر سقا نفسهای سجا نواهای باغ دعاهای صادق کس بی کسی های شبهای کاظم حبیب رضا و انیس غریب جواد الائمه تمنای هادی عزیز دل اسگری پس نگارا بفرما کجایی 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 دلم جز هوایت هوایی ندارد لبم غیر نامت نوایی ندارد وضو و اذان و نماز و قنوتم بدون ولایت بهایی ندارد دلی که نشد خانه یاس نرگس خراب است و ویران صفایی ندارد بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم